Blog Talk Radio.
Of encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on this lovely day. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Today's words will be presented by Brother Ben Griffin. His topic for today, is compassionate about our message, and comes from 1 John chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. We ask that you all please stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Griffin, you are on the air.
Good morning, Sister Danielle, and thank you, Sister Jawad. Welcome, and thank you for those who are tuned in on this day, and thank you for all the great things that is being done on this telecast, and Brother Bradshaw and his membership for continuing to support and sponsor this great telecast. For all of this, we are eternally grateful. God hasn't changed. God won't change. God can't change. God will forever remain the same. It is we who change, but God never changed. Coming up through the years, great songs written, recorded, and we once played those songs over and over and over again. And as time goes on, we no longer spin those tunes, we should say. The lyrics didn't change. The song didn't change. The sound and the beat never changed. But we stopped listening to those tunes. So who changed? We as a listener, we changed. There's something that changed us, either maturity, or if the lyrics were lyrics that was have a worldly content, then maybe those of us who are in Christ was changed, a little drawn away from listening to those tunes because of our new walk with Jesus Christ. But the lyrics never changed, and the message of those lyrics never changed. But we have changed. And we were so compassionate and so in love with listening to certain sounds and certain lyrics coming up that we were just captivated. And we induced, encouraged others, you need to get this album, you need to get this 45, you need to get this LP, you need to listen to this song. And we would run out and try to find it. That's the days when listening to music was pretty much all we had to do. But it was a joyful time. And we would sing, we would learn the lyrics and the tune, the melodies. We have dances, steps we would put together, and we would just be compassionate about this song. And we knew to sing that song with compassion from our hearts, tapping our fingers, tapping our toes, moving our bodies to the music, all of those things. But it ended. We grew away from it for some reason. I like to equate that spirit, compassion towards music of our younger years and more leaning towards the secular type of music. But it just wasn't that. When I came into the Churches of Christ in 1980 and started growing in the word and the way, I would come to various congregations and I would hear this line, and every church I would go to, man, we used to have the great singing. We used to travel 50 to 100 miles just to sing, just to hear a gospel preacher preach for an hour and a half. We would get on the back of open pickup trucks. It would rain on us going and rain on us coming back sometime, but we would go to hear this brother preach and all the singing. Never heard a singing like that before. I would hear that time and time again. And I go to another congregation, and I hear the accolades of how it used to be, how it once was. Oh, that compassion we once had for singing and for coming to church and prayer meetings and the fellowships. And I just feel like I just missed out on something. Why couldn't I have been a part of this myself? But it's gone now, Will. We don't have that excitement, that thrill, or that over-eagerness to be a part of this fellowship, to listen to these songs. Oh, the brother, man, you talking about, he was a great song leader. And I just feel like I was cheated. And I want to equate this morning for a moment or so, that we must forever remain compassionate about the word. Because if we recited about gospel preaching back then in the days, excited about the fellowship, excited about the singing, the hay rides, the youth rallies, the get-togethers as believers, what happened to that? Now, I know time, culture, society changed. But should our passion for what we believe in and what we teach, should that change? The writer says in 1 John 1, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled the word of life. Well, the life was manifest, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifest unto us, which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. These writers and these early Christians were so enthralled, excited, ecstatic, elated about their walk with the word of Jesus Christ. They're hearing of it, they're seeing of him, they're being with him, eating with him, talking with him, praying with him, he's been in his presence, and now they know he's no longer in the flesh, but he is still present in their heart and their life. I want to encourage us today that as verse 5 says, this is the message which we have heard of him, and we declare unto you that God is light. So no matter what you hear on CNN or Fox News or any cable channel and cable network about the state of the church, state of Christianity, how that Muslims are growing, how that all the other world religions are finding their place in the heart and lives of actors, entertainers, and movie stars and athletes. The case. But should that change your compassion about what the word says about that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all? Regardless of what new way, whatever, our compassion about the word should never change. Goes back to those days, those famous songs, and someone even today do nothing but the old school music, because the old school music hadn't lost its tune, hadn't lost its impactfulness, hadn't lost its message. It is still resonating in our hearts, and I will forever listen to old school music because it did something back to me then. But what about the gospel of Christ? What did it do to you then that's everlasting, that will ever be with you, how that it impacts the lives of all those who know it? Well, in the Bible days, the message of Jesus Christ, he buried, he died, and he rose again. God is light, and in him no darkness at all. The writer is saying we are still just as excited, just as enthralled, ecstatic, overwhelmed, enjoyed about what we know about Jesus, that nothing can change how we feel about the word of God. And they even got to a point, look, this is so good that you need to hear it too. And by hearing it and embracing it, you will have joy in the Lord as well. You know, what else can really enthrall you other than knowing that I was lost and now found because of my life in Jesus Christ? What happens? What is going on? Is the power of the gospel no longer radiant and no longer penetrating? Doesn't come your spirit to know, to hear good gospel preaching, good acapella singing, fellowshipping. What happened to the compassion that we once had? I just want to say this, lesson is ours. Let us not be too far removed from what worked in our hearts in regards to Christ back when and then in the days. His word is unchanging because he's unchanging. It's unmovable because he's unmovable. It still saves. It still calms your spirit. It still motivates your heart. So let's stick with the word of God. Let's be as compassionate about it as we were about our old school music and our childhood singing and the early church singing and the early church preaching. Let us remain compassionate about the word. The word still saves, regardless of what we are hearing and what people say is best for people today. The word still saves. Let us pray. Merciful God, we're so thankful for this privileged opportunity to just expose a little portion of your word that you can pull out that energy and that power that it has to ignite our heart and soul. Let us know that. Let us not get removed. Let us not become removed from that which we know that can't change, that's unchangeable, that will not change, and that's your word, your will, and your way. We just pray that we have your Bible. We have the scriptures to go to in our deepest, in our darkest moments in life that can keep us afloat because God is light, and there is no darkness in him at all. May God bless us and keep us as we live the rest of our day. And we pray for those families who are going through the storm of the cold. We pray that none are injured. And we pray that we do the right thing to stay safe. And let us pray for one another. In Jesus' name, amen. Goodbye.